anywhere with KGTF text alerts powered by Equity Bank.
Good morning, 9:15 here on the Mighty 690. And we have joining us on the line, Mr. Keith Beaumont from Sun Group Real Estate Appraisals and Auctions. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great, James. How are you this morning?
Hey, doing well. It's good to have you on board here once again. And got a little bit of a warmer weekend in store and some good weather for auctions here as we go throughout October. So what do we have coming up on the auction block, if you will, here in the next few weeks?
You're right. We've got some real good weather upcoming for some of these auctions that we've gotten scheduled and some that we're still working on getting a date. The next auction we're going to have is going to be the November the 4th. Now, this is going to be in Longton. This is going to be a consignment auction. So there's a little bit of everything that's going to be in here. It's going to be at the Red Barn. Real easy to find. So if you go down Longton, down the main street, which is actually Kansas Street, there's a big old barn there when you're going downtown that you'll see, and that's where we're going to be doing the auction. So this is a new thing that we're doing there, and I think it's going to be pretty exciting. And so anyways, be kind of looking for that. We're still getting things put together on that, but we'll have sell bills done, I believe, today. So those will start going out, and you can be looking for that on our website here soon, too. We should have that up here, at least here by next week. And if you have any questions about it or something, just give me a call, and we'll talk about it. So also, we've got another auction we're going to be planning later on in November, and we'll talk more about that as it gets a little bit closer. We're going to have, looks like, a lot of scrap metal, farm-related stuff, cattle-related equipment. But again, we'll talk a little bit more about that as it gets a little bit closer. So we've got some things that we're working on and got to get put together still yet, but that looks like we'll be doing auctions here through November for sure. So, also too, we've got some land deals that we're working on right now too. So, I think the best way just to kind of keep up with everything, if you're interested in that, is just follow our website. And as we get things kind of put together, and you'll see them on there. And our website's real easy to navigate around. If you get on there, you can go into our upcoming auctions, or go into even our residential stuff to see what we got residential-wise, land-wise. It's real easy to navigate around and to kind of look and see what's going on. So if you haven't been on there, check that out. Go to sungrouprealestate.com and go in there and play around, and you'll be able to, like I said, keep up with what we got going on. So.
Excellent. Well, that's a good update there. Some good stuff on the way. And unfortunately, on the more kind of bad news front, it's just this drought continuing. Some areas really getting into the pinch with kind of a desperate, unprecedented water situation. And I'm just kind of curious, what impacts are you seeing out there in regards to drought and some cattle production, kind of as it relates to all of this?
Well, I've been talking to some of these guys that are running cattle and kind of the things that they've been facing. It's really hurt production for a lot of people in a lot of different ways. For one thing, the shortage of water supply to these ponds is probably been one of the biggest problems that's been going on right now. These ponds have dried up. If they haven't dried up, then they're real close to it. There's been some ranchers that's been hauling water now for quite a while, and just to keep the herd going. And some's had to sell some of their herd because they can't keep up with the water that they need to raise them. So there's been a lot of different ways that it's affected these guys. Another concern is, with some of these ponds drying up, You know, there's the risk of cattle getting stuck down there in that mud and that silt that's still wet, and that's a real big thing, because you could have one get down in there and get stuck, stressed out, or I've seen one even one time get down in there and actually drowned herself because she got down there and sunk all the way up to where she couldn't keep her head up no more, and she was in there deep enough and you couldn't get out. So there's always the risk of that, which a lot of them, farmers, ranchers have been taking advantage of this time right now on getting some of these ponds cleaned up and getting rid of a lot of that silt and that muddy stuff that's up there. So that's probably one light positive thing that you can take from it. It's a lot of ponds. It's a good time to start getting those cleaned out, and a lot of them have been taking advantage of that. But I mean, for what the drought has, you know, put everyone in is, you know, that's just not much of a much positive to take out of that. So it's been real hard. You know, of course, that always affects the pasture qualities. And you know, according to the crop progress report for Kansas, you know, it was showing that pasture range conditions rated from about 22%. To very poor, 27% poor, 34% fair, and 16% good, and of course just 1% excellent. So, you know, it's affected the quality of the pastures and what they have to graze on and all that. So, again, it's just one of them things that just affects so many different things. Well, also hay production. You know, there's many hay fields, you know, that are down in production just due to the fact that we didn't get the rain early on like we needed to get that grass to grow up like it should have been. So, you know, that's been causing a shortage of hay, you know, and also, of course, that brings up that demand, and then the prices of hay comes up and all that. So I've been really impressed, though, with, you know, just a lot of these guys that are helping each other out, you know, neighbors helping neighbors, and trying to help them, you know, get through what they're going through with the hay shortage and all that. So it's kind of neat because, you know, when it's times get like this, it makes everything really rough. So and you know, it's affecting most of Kansas. You know, the latest drought map, you know, indicates that there's 83% of Kansas is in some level of drought. You know, you can get online and look at these maps. Greenwood County, Elk County, Chautauqua, Chase, Wilson, of course, Montgomery County, all these counties are at least, you know, part of the boundary of those are in the exceptional drought, which is the most extreme. And so that area there covers about 2% of Kansas. So really this area that we're in right here is the worst pretty much anywhere in the state of Kansas.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, I've noticed here, even on some unirrigated land and that sort of thing, where, you know, you might have grass or whatnot, where, you know, it's really dying down and you're walking across it and it's almost like you're walking on sand, because it's like the soil is so dry, it seems like it's turning to sand in some places. And I mean, personally, I've never really experienced anything like that.
Yeah, it's really bad. You can see it even just right there in your yard, like you're talking about. I've got some cracks at my house that I bet are 3.5 inches wide. And I've had cracks throughout summer, but, I mean, they're really getting wide now and opening up a lot. So, yeah, you can see it right there in the front yard. Yeah, the grass, everything. I mean, it's just, it's been a really tough year. Really, you know, you're really looking at a couple years, you know, we haven't had that rain. The Elk River, which affects a lot of people, you know, feeds into Elk City Lake and all that, it looks terrible, you know, where I've never seen it like in the condition that it is right now. It hasn't ran for a very long time. But there's just several spots in it that are completely dry. and it amazes me just the way that it looks. It just doesn't seem right. And talked to a lot of guys that are a lot older than me, has been around and seen a lot more than I have, and they're telling me they've never seen it that bad in the areas that I'm talking about. So, yeah, just real scary stuff, really. When you think about how much worse it can get, we're just talking a little bit today about, how it's affected some of the cattle production, and there's a lot more to those things. We briefly covered over some of that stuff, but, I was just sitting here this morning watching some cattle come down to a pond. That's why I was talking about them being stuck in the mud, because I've seen that before, and I was watching them today, come down and trying to get a drink out of what water's left in that pond. So there's many ways that it's affecting cattle production, but also, too, you look at the farmers, too, that are planting, what the wheat brought in this year in Kansas, bushels of wheat versus what it did, 2 years ago. I know it was down in 2022, but I know 2023 was even way down compared to where we were, say, in like 21. So, the drought's been hanging in there with us really for about a couple years. And, we really need some rain. We didn't have that good spring rain over here in our area that we normally do. And we're just hoping for rain, because we're seeing it affect so many people. And, there's plenty of farm and ranchers in our area, of course. And, we got to really be thinking about them guys right now, as they're going through quite a bit just trying to keep things going.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, too, everyone's kind of keeping their fingers crossed as we have winter wheat going into the ground. It really does need that rain to help it emerge, and that's another thing that's got people a little concerned right now, because, our timeline for getting it in the ground is kind of getting close to coming to an end here.
Right, exactly. It is, and, we need that moisture to get things taken off. You think it can't get no worse sometimes, but then, it can. So, we've got to be hopeful and pray for rain. We need it right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, Keith, if, people do have questions for you, regarding some, maybe their pastures and appraisals, all that sort of thing. I know you help out with a wide variety of tasks for some property owners and even, of course, folks looking to put together an auction and all that sort of thing. What's the best way to get a hold of you if people do have questions for you?
Yep, you can get a hold of me. The best way is by cell phone. It's 316-680-5131. Of course, I mentioned our office there in Fredonia. We have one just right downtown on the square, on the northwest part of the square. So we're real easy to find there in Fredonia. Again, though, give me a call on my cell phone at 316-680-5131. And, if you have any questions related to land, we specialize in farm and ranch properties, auctions, real estate, and personal property auctions. We have a great team of appraisers that do a great job appraising land and those kinds of things. So if you have questions on any of that, we have a really knowledgeable team, and that's got a lot of experience when it comes to all of these categories. So our office is kind of a one-stop shop for all of that stuff. We can take care of all of that. So, just give us a call if you have any questions, and be happy to talk to you.
All righty, Keith. Well, good resources you got available there between all of you there in the office. And thank you so much for calling in, Keith, and we look forward to chatting again here next week.
Thanks, James. Have a good
one. All right, you too. That is Keith Beaumont of Sun Group Real Estate Appraisals and Auctions here on the Mighty 690. And we have Open Line on the way next, so just a couple of minutes away, we will be getting into more Open Line here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.